Okay, the Gemara here in Moed Katan and Daf Yadal Amud Aleph is a mention or a hint to the idea of a low plug. That the Chacham, when they make a Gzeira, they don't differentiate based on the circumstances of the Gzeira, as we'll discuss why and the impact of a low plug in the next few minutes. And he had a strong reason for doing so. The Torah says, "Ushmartim mishmarti." That's the source in the Torah that Chacham are allowed to make Gzeiros and Takanos in order to protect the Torah. And the Chachamim only have the right to make a gzeira when there's a tzorech gadol. Chachamim can't just make gzeiros whenever they want, or laws whenever they want to make a din derabanan. Has to be a reason that they see for this to make such a ruling at that time. However, despite the fact that the gzeira always has a specific impetus, that there's a reason for it, the Gemara in Beis Daf Dalet teaches us that a gzeira applies even in the case where the gzeira doesn't apply anymore. Right, we know that you need a basin that's gadol b'chacham v'minyan, a davar shebiminyan. You need an item, you need a basin to come and uproot it. Just because the reason for the rabbinic law is no longer applicable anymore doesn't mean that the rabbinic law is not in place. We say lo plug. And this is sometimes, as we said, identified with this term lo plug derabbanan. The rabbis did not differentiate. We have here in the Yevamos Kuf Zayin, Ksuvas Nun Beis, Bav Metzia, Nun Gimel, use the expression lo plug rabbanan. The rabbis did not differentiate in the law that they made. And to apply the gzeiros in different cases, recognize that in doing so, it would lead people to misunderstand and assume that if the isser, the act, is permitted in some cases, it may be permitted in all cases. It doesn't apply to me in this case, it doesn't apply in that case. And the whole din derabanan is going to turn into Swiss cheese. Because everyone's going to say why their loophole should get them out of following this rabbinic law, and then no one's going to follow it all at the end of the day. And we don't want the halacha to be subjective. We want halacha to be objective. That not every single person decides when the halacha applies to them, but rather the halacha applies to all people in all different cases as well. The Gemara Masechet Lamed Zayin is the real source, but it's repeated here in Moed Katan Daf Yadalid, says that we don't allow making designs with the matzah, even with a mold, because of a low plug. You can't make designs with the matzah because of the chashash chametz, but you can't even use a mold of baitus, because we don't want people to go and say, well, I can make designs, and this one can make designs, and I should make designs because I'm different. The fear was that making designs would lead to the chametz, and this baker is going to ruin the whole gzeira derabanan. They didn't permit him to use the mold to make matzah. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara here says that all takanas derabanan are a low plug, because people won't be able to differentiate to based on the circumstances. The Gemara in Kedushin says as well that an arusa to a kohen, a woman who is engaged to a kohen, can eat truma min ha-Torah. Midoraisa, she can eat truma, since she is arusa, she underwent kedushin. However, midorabanan, she's not allowed to eat. The rabbi said, even if she has kedushin, she's not allowed to eat truma when she's married to a kohen. Within that discussion, the Gemara says that whenever the reason for a takana doesn't apply, the takana is not in effect. What's going on? We said low plug. How could that be? Tosus points out the Gemara in Kedushin clearly says that the takana applies even when the reason's not there. So what is it? How is it that sometimes when the time for the gzeira is no longer applicable, the reason for the gzeira, the rabbinic law falls away, and then sometimes we say lo plug? What's the rule at the end of the day? So this question was asked by the Koheles Yaakov in Choshen Mishpat Siman Beis, and he gives a beautiful answer that really explains a lot of rabbinic law and how it's applied. He says, some takanos have a low plug and others don't. What was the question, by the way? The question is an interesting question. He was asked, the tshuva was in response to a takana made for a Sfarim printer. They used to have a rule that when a person invested in publishing a sefer, no one can publish the same sefer for 5 years. The copyright law was for 5 years, so that the investor and the publisher could recoup the investment and the time and the money that they went into publishing the sefer. So the following case came up. There was a machlokus regarding a printer who recouped his losses within 3 years. He made all the money back in 3 years, and then after 3 years, he made a second printing. On the second printing, he said no one could print the sefer for the next 2 years. He put that in the beginning of the book. You can't print the sefer for the next 2 years. So they came back and said, the whole point of the takana was to recoup the losses. But you recoup the losses in 3 years. So why can't I go and print now? I'm not going to take any money out of your pocket. You have the money back. I should be able to print my sefer after 3 years and do the same thing. That was the shaila that the Koheles Yaakov was asking the Choshen Mishpat and Siman Beis. So he explained as follows. He discussed the following issue. The Rush, we know the Rush, Rabbeinu Asher was the Talmud of the Maharam Rothenberg. Maharam Rothenberg was put in jail on a ransom. And then after he died, Rabbeinu Asher, the Rush, thought they were going to come after him. So he fled from Germany to Spain. And he settled in Spain. And that's this mix of Sephardim and Ashkenazim in the Rush and his Minhagim and his son, Rav Yaakov Balaturim. So when he came to Spain, he saw that people wore tzitzis of linen. Tzitzis with the beged was made out of linen. He said, I don't understand. We hold like Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai said, you can't put tzitzis on a beged that's made of linen. The halacha generally is ase docha lo sase. The Gemara in Yavama says, if you have a positive commandment, it pushes aside a negative commandment, right? So the Gemara says, if I put wool tzitzis on a linen beged, it's not shatness. It's not a mixture of wool and linen. If there is tcheles, because I'm fulfilling the positive Torah commandments of tzitzis with tcheles, the asay comes and pushes aside the los asay of shatness when they're happening at the same time. That's the halacha in the Gemara in Yevamos. And that's the halacha. If you're wearing tzitzis with tcheles, wool tzitzis, you can put it on linen, and that's the halacha at the end of the day. Ase docha lo sase. The positive pushes aside the negative if it's occurring at the same time. However, if there's no tcheles, then there's no heter to wear wool strings on a linen beged, as that would be shatnas at the end of the day. So in the time of the Gemara, people would sell fake tcheles, indigo. They would sell fake tcheles, and there was a chashash that you'd buy the fake tcheles, put it on your wool tzitzis, put that on your linen, and end up wearing shatnas at the end of the day. So Beis Shammai said that it's usur to wear any linen beged at all, because you may come to put wool tzitzis on it and make a mistake at the end of the day. And they said you can't wear any tzitzis on a linen beged because of this issue that may come up as well. Now, just to understand, the Gemara in Sukkah discusses, Tosus in Sukkah discusses and cites the Siddur of Rav Amram Gon, who said that in all cases except six, we follow Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel. And one of those six cases is here. Beis Hillel said you could wear the beged that's made of linen. Beis Shammai said you can't. Then there's a whole discussion, because the Gemara and Shabbos seems to say there's 18 cases where you follow Beis Shammai over Beis Hillel, and Rav Amram Gon says there's six. So the explanation is that the Gemara and Shabbos is talking about the famous cases where one day in the Beis Medrash there was more people from Shammai than Hillel, and they took a vote and they passed them like them over Hillel, because Hillel had to go out to a chasana that day, whatever it was. They weren't in the Beis Medrash, they didn't come. So people mistakenly think that's where we pass them like Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel. Because the din was, when Beis Hillel came back the next day, they talked out the sugya, and Beis Hillel said, oh, you're right in all these cases. There was never a machlokas. Those 18 gzeros of Beis Shammai weren't a machlokas with Hillel. Hillel agreed to them at the end of the day. There was never a debate. It's only six places where they argued that we paskin like Shammai or Hillel. And one of those cases is wearing a beged that's made of linen, and Beis Shammai says we don't do it. So the Rush comes to Spain, and he sees all these people are wearing linen begeds. What's going on, he says. So the Tshuvas HaRush argued, and he explains as follows, that since no one had tcheles in his time, there's no reason for the gzeira, because no one would come to wear wool linen. Nobody had tcheles. There was never a chashash that someone would put fake tcheles on their wool tzitzis and end up wearing it. And therefore, everybody would know not to wear wool and linen together. And therefore, there's no problem wearing the linen beged if you have strings of linen and things like that. And therefore, there wouldn't be a problem according to the Rush. So the Taz asks why this shouldn't be an issue of a gzeira that is not going to be changed without a basin that's greater. What about Lo Plug, says the Taz? Lo Plug, Shammai said, you can't wear a beged linen. So what's going on here? What happened to this law? So the Taz explains that it isn't a Lo Plug. Why? So the Kohelis Yaakov elaborates on the Rush and the Taz. And the Kohelis Yaakov explains what the Rush meant. He says, when the rabbis made a gzeira that uproots a mitzvah in the Torah, they were oker davar min haTorah. For example, we don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, right? Because on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, because we don't want a person to carry the shofar, whatever it may be. So they went and said, even though the Torah says you have to blow shofar, we're going to tell you not to do it. So to over here, the Torah says you have to put tzitzis on your four-cornered garment. We're telling you, says Beis Shammai, you can't put tzitzis on us. We're being oker davar min haTorah. Right? So he says, when the Chazal came and they were oker davar min haTorah, and they said, you can't fulfill a mitzvah in the Torah. So then, we don't say lo plug if the reason no longer applies. Because that lo plug, Chazal don't have the right to keep me from doing a mitzvah. When there was a lo plug on any other gzeir, any other rabbinic law, that's the law no matter what, even the circumstances change. The lo plug is in place. But when they made a rabbinic law, gzeir derabbanan, and in that gzeir derabbanan, they told you at the same time not to do a mitzvah, then once the reason for that rabbinic law falls away, then the rabbinic law goes away as well. It was when they made a rabbinic law that uprooted a law from the Torah, they were oker davar min haTorah, they baked into the nusach of that gzeira that if it comes to a time where the gzeira doesn't apply anymore, then you go back to doing the mitzvah, and we're not oker the mitzvah from the Torah anymore. And that's why in this case, the Torah says, put tzitzis on that beged. And Chazal said, Beis Shammai said, don't put tzitzis on that beged because we have an issue that maybe you're going to wear shatnas. But once the technical issue of not having tchelis anymore and nobody getting confused doesn't apply, says the Rush, therefore you can go back to wearing the beged linen and therefore it's not an issue and the low plug falls away. Says the Kohelet Yaakov, that's the rule when we rabbinic laws fall away, when they don't. When you're going to not only, when it uproots a mitzvah, the rabbinic law and the reason can fall away. And when it doesn't uproot a mitzvah, the rabbinic law stays in place and the low plug in all situations. Let's just discuss one famous case that applies to. And based on this reasoning, Rabbi Eliezer Landau, the grandson of the Rebbe Yehuda, allowed a sofer to write a get on the second day of Shavuos. There's a famous case where a guy was going to die and he didn't have his wife to do Yibam. So he told the sofer to write a get on the second day of Shavuos before the guy would die, so his wife wouldn't become a Yibam. Said Rav Elazar Landau, the Rambam in Hilchos Yontov seems to say that Yontov Sheni Shal Shavuos is a low plug. Really, we know when Yontov should be because we counted 50 days, 49 days from Pesach. Why do we keep 2 days Yontov Sheni? Low plug, says the Rambam, because we always have 2 days Yontov Sheni. That's even by Shavuos. So since it's a low plug, if this low plug is going to stop me from writing a get so my wife doesn't become a Yibam, so says Rabbi Eliezer Landau, therefore we should uproot Yontov Sheni and allow the writing of the get in this case as well. The Chassam Sofer in his Tshuvas in Siman Kuf Mem Hei has a strong tshuva against this, how it was wrong to do such a thing. He says that Yontov Sheni of Shavuos is more chamer. You have to treat it with even more respect. The Chalkas Yaakov also suggests that it's that a mitzvah is mutter in the place of a low plug derabbanan, and the Avdenezer argues on that tshuva as well. So that is the yesod at the end of the day of low plugs when it comes to Dinei derabbanan.